tonight's Cobras in the Royal Valley Panthers. Alongside Jake Spaulding, I'm Johnny Kane. Steph Tollison taking care of us back at the studios. We'll also have the Community National Bank High School School Board Show, which will come up after the conclusion of our boys' game here tonight. Looking at this matchup, the Jackson Knights boys and our second-year head coach, Brett Plattner, 8-10 last season. They won two of their last four games, finished the season strong, but lost to a good Troy team in sub-state. Troy enters this year. They are ranked in Class 1A. Jackson Knights, they returned everybody but one person from last season. But the thing that Cobra struggled with was offensively last year. Defensively, they were pretty good. But offensively, Jackson Knights struggled for much of last season. Now, Royal Valley, under third-year head coach Chris Brown, they have won back-to-back seasons of 20 wins. 20-4 last season, but they ran into a buzzsaw that was Rock Creek in the opening round of the state tournament last year, but returned four of their five starters and, big and, this is a big and, potentially get back Knoxville Wasik if he finds a way to be eligible maybe sometime after Christmas. It is going to be after Christmas before he could even practice with Royal Valley, but it is a possibility this Royal Valley team could have all five guys back from last season here come season's end. And what a big, big addition that would be to this Royal Valley team. They would go from already being a top 10 team in the state in 3A to potentially one of the top three teams you'd expect to make a run at the state championship. And that is a big if for Royal Valley. We'll hopefully find out some good news for him here in the next couple of months.
I mean, I remember last year at Rock Creek when we broadcasted that game, and the rumors were already flying around at that point in time. Knox is going to leave. He's going to go to a prep school. It's going to happen. He does, and then it doesn't work out. This is where, you know, the Kasher rulings are going to come into play and how this will all work for Knox. If he can come back, if he's able to come back, which he already physically has going to school at Royal Valley, when is he eligible? Is he eligible? Those are questions that are not going to be answered for another month and a half, potentially, for this Panther team and Coach Chris Brown, as Tracer Murata is going to be in that role where Knox normally would be in this starting five. I mean, again, he averaged over 20-some points a game a year ago. He averaged that 2 years ago. He is a difference maker. This team would improve leaps and bounds. I mean, you throw an extra 15, 20 points in a game from one guy. Also, the fact you're going to have to start double-teaming him, class everybody else opens up, Chris Brown's team gets so much better with him on the floor. We'll just have to see what happens.
Let's not get it twisted, though. This Royal Valley team is still loaded top to bottom. They go about 6'4", 6'5", across the board. They are going to be really good here in this 2021-22 season. We'll get our first look here tonight. Jackson Knights, as mentioned, bring a lot of guys back. They're expected to be a much improved team here this season as well. Let's go ahead and take a timeout. We'll do a pregame one. We'll take a one-minute break. We'll come back. We'll get starters and then tip things off between Royal Valley and Jackson Heights on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
Save big on Hustler Mowers at Heinen Repair during their model year-end clearance sale. Hustler Turf's entire line of residential zero-turn mowers comes equipped with unique features, like their patented park brake system and their exclusive smooth track steering that enables you to glide around obstacles with ease. And now, get 0% financing on certain models with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Hustler, using global and American parts, built right here in Kansas. See them at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or at HeinenRepair.com.
Now more than ever, it's all about connection. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with family, or binge watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Jackson Knights High School. We are set for the boys' portion of tonight's doubleheader between the Jackson Knights Cobras and the Royal Valley Panthers. Johnny came back with you. Jake Spaulding alongside of me. And Seth, our man back at the studio. Let's go into our starting lineups tonight. And we'll start with the visitors from Royal Valley under third-year head coach Chris Brown. A 5'9 junior, Tracy Morata. 6'5 senior, Mason Thomas. 6' senior, Jake Kelly. 6'6 senior, Brady Clark. And 6'4 senior, KJ Miller. So again, for the Panthers, Morata, Thomas, Kelly, Clark, and Miller, the starting five here tonight. And for Jackson Knights, under second year head coach Brett Plattner. Pretty much the same five that played and started the majority of last season. A 5'9 senior, Silas Holiday. 6'1 senior, Jason Posley. 6'4 senior, Grant Ammon. 5'8 junior, Hayden Doyle, put one senior, Dakota Abel. Holiday, Bosley, Ammon, Doyle, and Abel, the starting five here tonight.
And, you know, again, elephant in the room maybe for people here in Jackson County. This is a homecoming. Chris Brown coached here for six-plus years for Jackson Heights, won a state championship here in this gym with this team, with this community. This is the first time he has coached back in this gymnasium where he first became a head coach, where he first got a taste of what hardware was like. And so I'm not going to say it's emotional for him by any stretch, but he knows everybody in this gymnasium. Everybody knows him. I saw a lot of hugs, a lot of handshakes, a lot of how you doing to Chris Brown as he comes back. I don't want to say home, but basically home here to open up this campaign.
Jake, I want you to do me a favor. Take a second. Look to your left. Look across. Look to your right. Look around. What do you got?
A lot of banners.
Crowd.
Oh,
A full crowd.
Yeah.
How much did we miss that last year? It's going to be an electric atmosphere. You got two fan bases, both student sections. We didn't see that last year. Oh, my gosh.
That's what I was going to mention, though, is the student section. Jackson Heights is kind of known for being fairly rowdy. But you know who's known for being rowdy? Royal Valley. Their kids, their high school pep sections are intense. And when you get into a gymnasium as small as this one is here at Jackson Heights, it's going to get loud. It's going to get intense. And they're going to watch some good basketball here tonight. I mean, we talked a lot about Royal Valley, but this Jackson Heights team, second-year coach Brett Plattner, you know, Platty as they call him here in Cobra Country, he's from Sabathia. He knows basketball. He's got kids in places that could be successful. Look for Silas Holiday to run the guard position for Jackson Heights. Look for him to get some outside shots. But the game changer here tonight, can Jason Bosley and Grant Ammon get going for this Cobra team? They're going to have their hands full with Klopp and K.J. Miller. And don't forget, hey, Mason Thomas on the outside.
So here we go. We're ready to go. Brady Klopp's in the center circle for Royal Valley. Grant Ammon for Jackson Heights. The Panthers from right to left. The Cobras from left to right. And we are underway. Royal Valley wins the opening tip. Murata will control it as Jackson Heights starts a 3-2 zone, kind of a 2-1-2 look as well on the zone for the Cobras. Here's Miller at the free throw line. Drives left lane line. Puts it up to the right hand. It is. KJ Miller gets the scoring started for the Panthers, and they'll go to a 1-2-2 trapping press.
Such an athlete is KJ Miller. I've always enjoyed watching him play the game of basketball. Hey, he's a multi-sport athlete, not the sport you'd expect. Here's a steal by Kelly.
Kelly the other way, drives inside, flips the shot with the right hand. It's no good. Here's Ammon with a rebound. Ammon looks up ahead, and it's going to be a miss. Actually put in now by Grant Ammon. That was Bosley who had the rebound and kicked it up ahead, but Ammon has the bucket for Jackson Heights, and we're tied at two.
Run out basket that time for the Cobras, and things are getting started here quickly.
Pull-up jumper from the free throw line, rattles home for Mason Thomas. And a good start to this game for both sides. 4-2 Royal Valley, 7 minutes to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, nice 1-3-1 full-court pressure here by the Panthers. As you mentioned, they're going to trap on the corners.
And then the baseline gets tripped, gets it off to Holiday, and now on the right wing, this is Jason Bosley in the corner. Driving to the baseline. Here's Doyle. Now out. Bosley back-to-back out. 6:40 to go in the first quarter.
Doyle is kind of hidden in the corner over there. He's a smaller kid, but he's one that can shoot a three. Also, big man in the right corner, Johnny's Dalton Abel. He can fire it, too.
Nice pass down low to Ammon, but he got too far underneath the basket and shot underneath the basket. Rebound goes to Royal Valley.
Okay, so you've got Miller and you've got Thomas, each with a bucket. Wait for Klotz. He might get one down here.
Kelly drives inside, gets stopped by Ammon. Now driving baseline is Thomas. Flicks it out to Murata. He'll drive in, kick it out to Kelly in the corner to Klopp. He'll pull for a triple. It's too strong. Rebound, though, for Miller, and he sticks it up and in with a left hand.
I started talking about K.J. Miller. He's a volleyball athlete. He plays fast-pitch softball on a travel team, and he's looking to go next level with that. This kid is special, and he's an amazing basketball player for Coach Brown.
1-3-1 zone, still being a plan by Royal Valley. The spots are the corners. They try to attack this 1-3-1. Jackson Heights, so far, they've done a pretty good job.
Got to have motion. You got to have cutters in this zone, especially as extended as it is. The middle of the lane is going to be open, but this Panther defense with K.J. Miller down there, they know that they're going to have opportunities to kind of keep the Cobras out of it. Massive size advantage here tonight so far by Jackson Heights.
I like this 1-3-1 zone.
By Royal Valley.
I like this 1-3-1 zone, though, for Royal Valley. A ton of length, and that's exactly what you want in a 1-3-1.
Everybody's got their hands up, and Jackson Heights has got to be patient on the offensive side against this style of zone.
Ammon in the left corner, feeds it down low, double team comes, kicks back out to Ammon, now up on top to Holiday. 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Holiday thought about a triple. Now Posey on the right wing. He'll step into a deep three-pointer. It's off the back rim. Rebound, though, to Ammon of Jackson Heights.
That's going
to
be key.
Back out to Doyle. In the corner, here's a three by Holiday. It rattles home. Silas Holiday, his first point of the night. And it gives Jackson Heights a 5-6 deficit. 5 minutes to go in the first quarter.
That was Holiday, kid. I said at the top, he can hit it from anywhere.
Here's Thomas from straightaway. Here we go. 5 points for Mason Thomas. It's 9-5 Royal Valley. 4:45 to go in the first quarter.
Hold on, Johnny. Do you have your shoelaces tied?
I do.
It's a track meet, buddy.
Let's
a lot of scoring's going to happen here in this ball game. Again, the Cobras, when they're on offense, they've got to be patient.
Doyle retrieves it in the corner, in trouble, and then he stepped on the sideline.
Yes.
He did. But Doyle stamps on the sideline, the first turnover of the game for either side. 4:30 to go in the first quarter, 9-5 Royal Valley.
And this is where you have Hayden Doyle. He's 5'8", okay? But when you got big guys like Brady Klotz and K.J. Miller coming down to trap, he can't see anything.
Miller, a free throw line jumper. It's short. Can be pulled away by Bosley. He'll hand it off to Holiday, and here come the Cobras. Holiday dribbles all the way inside. Nice pass to the corner. Game makes double team, and he travels.
Again, Johnny, the trap comes. Ammon gets sped up. He doesn't know what to do with the basketball. He's not a kind of a kid that wants to be around the perimeter. He needs to be on the block. He needs to be down low, rotating left to right as the ball swings around the perimeter for the Cobras.
Thomas in the left corner steps back, set off the clock. He'll drive in the middle of the lane. Has the ball poked free, and it's stolen away. First turnover of the night for Royal Valley.
Nice job there by Silas Holiday, getting a hand in there as Klotz looks to get his first basket of the game.
Holiday at the foul line, drives in, stops, keeps it out to Doyle. He pumps on the three. Back out into the corner now. Ammon with it, kicks it cross court to the left of the wing to Holiday. Back right side, Posley. On about a triple, now Doyle between the rings, back to the left of the front court to Holiday. Jackson Ice being plenty patient, now into the corner to Ammon. Doyle. He tries a deep three. It's off the left side of the rim. The rebound to Kelly of Royal Valley.
The big thing when Coach Chris Brown's going to take a quick timeout here, 3:25 to go in the first quarter. It's 9-5 Panthers. But Jack Knights offensively, they're kind of lollygagging and really just lofting the ball to each other cross court. When you're attacking a zone like this, Johnny, you got to have quick, crisp passing. Make that zone shift quickly. That's how you're going to get your open shots. Royal Valley doing a phenomenal job so far here on the defensive side.
3:25 to go in the first quarter. We'll keep it here. Just a quick 30-second timeout. 9-5 Royal Valley leads. They'll have the basketball here out of the quick timeout. If you look at this game so far, Royal Valley has got a couple of back buckets from Mason Thomas, two more from K.J. Miller.
But again, Johnny, we're talking about at the top of the broadcast who we're watching for Royal Valley. Yeah, we knew Thomas and Miller were going to get some points. Really haven't seen much so far. Again, it's just a few minutes in, but Brady Klotz hasn't really gotten into the offense too involved. We've seen Silas Holiday get a bucket, Ammon get a bucket. Bosley's only shot one time. You know, and how deep is the Jackson Knights roster going to go? This is a big question for a game like this. When you're flying up and down the floor, these guys are going to get tired. Who's going to come in and spell some of these starters?
3:23 to go out of the timeout. 9-5 our score. Here's Miller at the top of the key. Down low to Klotz on the right block. Back down. A lot of contact. They'll get a foul. Going to go on Grant Ammon, and that's exactly what Coach Brown wanted.
Exactly. Out of a timeout, that's a set that he called. He says, guys, get the ball to Brady. Klotz down on the block. He's almost unstoppable when he gets down there.
Klotz averaged 12.7 rebounds a game last year.
We got blood on the jersey, I think. Oh, Jason Bosley, he's got a bloody nose as well, so he's going to have to swap jerseys or at least get that cleaned up before he's going to be able to come back into the game.
So he will check out. Tegan Binkley's going to come in for the first time, a 5'6 junior for Royal Valley. Daniel Coleman, a 6'3 junior, will come into the game. So Klotz to the line, again, averaged 12.7 rebounds a game last year. North Missouri State baseball commit.
Phenomenal baseball player.
I think a big guy at 6'6", he'd be not a guy that you want at the outside, but he had 12 threes last year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's a guy that can some range.
Well, again, if you're going to maybe play the next level in basketball, you're 6'6", you got to be able to play the outside because everybody else. I mean, you're a point guard at that point in the next level at 6'6". And we got a lane violation here, Johnny.
So wipe off the second free throw. First one was missed by Klotz. So no points coming that trip for Royal Valley, and now they're going to extend this pressure a little bit. Mosley back into the game.
So Holiday will come out. Kind of an interesting transition right now as Binkley will stay in Again, Doyle was the shortest player on the field. Now Binkley in the game at 5'7". Still all the size of the backcourt violation here on the Cobras.
Jackson Knights will turn it over for the third time. When you talk about not having a ton of depth, this is why Holiday's out of the game, though. You got to find little spurts to be able to, you know, get him out of the game for just a little bit. 3:10 to go in the first, 9-5, Royal Valley. Murata's got it up on top, kicks into the right corner to Miller, and back out and around the ring to Murata.
2-3 zone defensively here for Jackson Heights, really trying to pack it in inside with Dakota Abel, the center of that 2-3 zone.
Clock pull-up 17-footer is good.
Can't give it to him, Johnny. He's just absolutely money when he's able to rise up over a defender. Great, beautiful shot there from Brady Clock.
Ball knocked free, loose on the floor, tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be last touched by Jackson Heights, and now Brady Clock is hurt. He hurt his left elbow. He's holding it. He's got a sleeve on it. It looks to be okay. He's going to stay in the game, but actually Jake Kelly is going to come into the game for Royal Valley and check out Clock. He's trying to shake off that left elbow.
Probably a funny bonus, not so funny for Mr. Brady Klotz. Cobra still, now they bring Holiday back in for Doyle. So they got Holiday, Binkley, Abel, Bosley, and Ammon. And again, these guys, it's going to be tough to be battling down on a low block against the likes of KJ Miller and Brady Klotz.
Down low to Miller on the right block, back down, shoots over his left shoulder, way too strong, and the rebound goes to Bosley. He'll give it off to Holiday. 11-5 Royal Valley, 2:22 to go in the first.
Cobras need a basket here just to stop the bleeding.
Ammon drives baseline, kicks across court to Binkley. Here's a jumper. It's going to be air ball. The ball tapped around, though, into the hands of Binkley. Great hustle by Ammon.
Again, we talked about hustle plays in the girls' game from Jackson tonight. That's what they're going to have, and Coach Brett Flattner applauds the effort from Grant Ammon.
Holiday left to the front court, kicks it right side to Bosley. 2 minutes to go in the first. Holiday now drives in. Nice pass to the baseline to Ammon. He tries to go up and under. It's not there. Now the ball poked free and taken away by Royal Valley. Here's Thomas the other way. Drives in. Scott, right-hand shot is good. 7 points for Mason Thomas, and it's 13-5 Royal Valley.
Man, what looked to be a great offensive possession for Jackson Knight turns into disaster, and the Panthers capitalize. Now lead by eight.
Here's Doyle on the inside. See the back. That's Abel on the inside. Back out to Bosley. He drives in. Pull-up shot is blocked away by Miller and taken by Thomas. Here comes Royal Valley from right to left. 1:20 to go in the first quarter. Kelly back to Thomas in the left corner. He'll pull up for a triple. It's good.
Wow.
Second triple of the night for Mason Thomas. He's got 10, and Coach Flattner's seen enough. Timeout on the court with 1:15 to go in the first quarter. It's Royal Valley 16. Jackson Knights 5. Let's take a timeout and come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManicle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions of Holton provides custom products to help you build your business image. Sports teams stand out and organizations shine. We offer screen printing, embroidery, banners, vinyl decals, and many other promotional products. Open Monday through Saturday in Holton or online at LastingImpressionsOfKS.com.
Gansaland Radio.
.114 to go out of the timeout. My timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. 16-5 lead for Royal Valley. 10 points in the early going for Mason Thomas, the 6'5 guard. That's something we really haven't talked about yet. That, you know, with not having not so lost again there, that's something that Mason Thomas is going to have to step up his scoring. And so far tonight, to start the season, look pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know that people are going to have focus on Brady Klotz and KJ Miller, and they know about Mason Thomas, but he's so versatile. He can pull it up from deep. He can drive in. He can slam it home. You got to watch out whenever three's on the court in purple.
Holiday drives in, kicks it a baseline jumper, put off the back rim by Abel. Ball tapped around. Binkley trying to pull it away, and it is. Abel's got a great hustle by Tegan Binkley. Under a minute to go in the first quarter. Cobras with the basketball. They move from left to right in their home white uniform. Abel gets bumped from behind. They'll get a foul on Miller. KJ will pick up his first. Got a pretty clean first quarter to this
really,
point.
Really, yeah.
49 seconds to go. Only one foul on each team.
Right. This is something we haven't seen terribly too many fouls. These officials, we saw it in the girls' game. They're going to let him play a little bit. Hadn't really been much of a need to blow the whistle here early on.
Ammon gives it off to Bosley, right at the head of the circle. Dribbles a couple times, now picks it up, feeds it off to Binkley on the left side of the floor. 40 seconds to go. Al Bosley drives into the free throw line, kicks it out to Binkley. He'll try a three-pointer. It's off the front side of the rim. Rebound will go to Daniel Coleman, and here come the Panthers. Picked up ahead by Kelly through the hands of Klotz and stolen away by Jackson Heights. Second turnover for the Panthers.
That's a great idea to get it up to Klotz in a hurry, but it's just too high on a pass there from Jake.
There's a three-pointer put up way too strong by Abel.
Another rebound.
Offensive rebound, though, for Binkley, the smallest guy on the floor. Now the ball tapped out of bounds by Thomas. It'll save the Cobras on the far sideline.
I mean, you and I are not, like, you know, tall guys. So, I mean, you always root for the little guy on the floor, right?
Oh, yeah.
Binkley, the hustle plays, the last two offensive possessions for Jackson Heights, keeping possessions alive. But I said a few possessions ago, they got to have a basket here.
Miller checks out, Murata back in, and immediately Jack Knight turns it over. That'll be their fifth turnover already here in the first quarter.
Not a good trigger pass that time from Bosley. He's starting to get a little frustrated. He's the kind of the Jackson Knight's version of Mason Thomas. He's the guy that they're going to look to. We need you to be our leader and score, and he's got a lot of pressure on him right now. Cobra's down by 11.
Murata up on top, takes it right side of the floor to Coleman. Now Kelly gets a screen. 1 second. Thomas has no idea. He tries to force up a shot, but he doesn't get it off in time. And Royal Valley doesn't get a shot off to end the first quarter of play. So 1 quarter in the books. Royal Valley with a 11-point advantage at the end of one. It's 16-5. The Panthers lead. We'll be back with the second quarter on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call the right agents, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP today. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Holton Community Hospital announces Dr. Manadar Lakala, MD, is now offering oncology and hematology services in the specialty clinic. Dr. Lakala treats patients with various types of cancers and those with blood-related disorders, clotting problems, or bleeding issues. Dr. Lakala takes specific interest in treating patients with breast and lung cancer and places great focus on improving their outcomes with the quality care you've come to expect at Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine Clinics. For more info, call the specialty clinic at Holton Community Hospital and count on care close to home.
Kansaland Radio.
Quarter number two, 16-5 is the lead for Royal Valley over Jackson Heights. Alongside Jake Spaulding, Johnny came back with you. Royal Valley in road purple uniforms. They go from right to left. Jackson Heights in their home whites. They go from left to right. The Cobras will start with the basketball. They have yet to really figure out this 1-3-1 zone. It's been applied by Royal Valley. Aiden Doyle back out there for the Cobras. The original four of the five starters. Also Devin Mock, a 6'2 junior in there for the first time. Now a ball kicked away by Kelly, so it'll stay with the Cobras.
I think Mock's in there right now to give Dakota Abel a brief break, but Mock's got a little bit more length than Abel's got. You're seeing him run the baseline a little bit. This Cobra team's got to find a way to have snappier passes, and they got to have some guys cut. Otherwise, it's going to be 5 points on that board till halftime. And this Cobra team doesn't figure out how to attack this zone.
That's the thing about going against the 1-3-1. You do have to kind of take your time a little bit. But like you said, when you do go, it's got to be quick, quick, quick.
You're
Mosley with it on the right wing. Nice pass down low to Ammon. He'll stop, put it off the window, and in. That's exactly what the Cobras needed. And Ammon has his second field goal.
That's a great little back cut there from Ammon going baseline. And Bosey eyes up the whole time trying to find a cutter. And that's what you need against that zone. Good play there.
Thomas thought about a three. Now tries to drive. And he'll get bumped and fouled by Mott. That will be his first, team second.
KJ Miller is going to check back in here for the Panthers to give them, again, just more size than they already have on the floor. He replaces Coleman. But good minutes there from Daniel Coleman. Came away midway point of that first quarter. Give the Panthers some depth off the bench.
Miller right at the head of the circle, gives it off the clock. Now back to Miller, drives
nice
in, has a shot thrown away by Ammon and taken by the Cobras. Here comes Holiday in transition. They've got numbers. Holiday drives into the baseline to Mock, spins it back out. Kyle Holiday resets, thought about a deep triple. Dead gives it off to Bosley right at the head of the circle.
You know, another way to get teams out of zone is to get shots from the outside. And Cobras have only put up 1-3 tonight.
Now they're going to get a foul underneath as Ammon was fine for position, but that's going to be on Kelly, his first, team second.
But with the length of this Panther defense, the the arm angles and their hands are up at all times. It's hard to get a shot up from behind the arc. Cobras have to be very decisive on when they shoot.
Here's one from Holiday from the left corner. It's short, off the rebound, low for Doyle. He'll bring it back out, and he just threw it away, right in the hands of Miller. Here's KJ down the floor, spins, throws it up. It's in, and one.
Wow.
What a tough move by KJ Miller.
He's a special kid, Johnny. Absolutely a special kid. We talked about his athletic ability from everything that he does as far as where he plays and different sports he plays. That time, that man, he's a big man out there. And he went 48 feet by himself, threw in a spin move, banked it home, and won.
And his free throw is in there as well. So he's got seven. Roll Valley with a 19-7 advantage here in the second quarter with 6:38 to go. Mosley into the front court. And now the ball knocked again by Miller, but it's into the hands of Holiday. A lot of contact. Now Mox with it. Back into the right corner to Holiday. Inside to Ammon. Spins. Shoots. No good, but a foul. And they're going to call it on clock, saying he shoved him with an elbow.
Well, that was a lot of scrambling going on there for that Cobra offense as this defense from the Panthers, they're starting to sink their teeth in here with 6:20 to go in this first half on the defensive side.
Well, there's just not many openings, really. That's what makes this defense so tough, you know.
Ammon, historically, not a great free throw shooter, Johnny, and he needs to make those baskets when he gets around the rim because he needs to find himself a 40% foul shooter, I believe, from his season ago.
It's his first, second one nearly air ball, but it does tip the rim, and it's controlled by KJ Miller. So 0 for 2 from the stripe is Ammon. Back the other way comes Royal Valley with a 12-point lead. Murata a triple. It's too strong. Rebound taken by Posey, and here he comes flying up the floor. Gets inside. Stops, flicks up a shot with the right hand. Way too strong. Rebound will go to Clock. Now here he comes. Two-on-one break. Clock gets it off to Kelly. He'll pull it from 10 feet and bank it home. First basket of the night for Jake Kelly. It's 21-7.
Glass is there for a reason, Johnny. You got to use it. And Kelly did it to perfection right there. Good pass. Unselfish play by Brady Klotz in transition.
Holiday, top of the key. Stops, hands off to Posley. He'll pull up from way behind the line. It's airballed out of bounds.
Talk about the frustration from Jason Posley. No points. Almost halfway through this first half, and Coach Plattner is going to take him out of the game right now, trying to cool his head down just a little bit. And is this a home game for Jackson Heights, or is it a road game? Because this crowd from Royal Valley right now, we knew
it. It traveled well.
You talked about it in the pregame. Woo! Loud.
Jackson Heights still in his zone. Kicked into the corner of Thomas. He'll pull for a three. This one's short. And then rebound taps into the hands of Binkley, who will bring it the other way. Binkley tries to throw it in the corner, but Kelly knocks it out of bounds. So it'll stay with Jack tonight. 5:21 to go in the half. 21-7 is the lead for Royal Valley. Holiday up on top. Dribbles. Kicks it to the free throw line to Mott. Back outside. Binkley. Nice pass inside. Ammon flicks it up the right hand. Rushed a little bit.
Good
ball. Is there to clean up and in. So Devin Mott has his first field goal. And Coach Brown wants a timeout.
21-9, Johnny. And Coach Brown is not happy. He called the timeout immediately. His defense is playing great. They make one mistake defensively. He called a timeout to sit down. We need to talk this over.
Full timeout is brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. 21-9, Royal Valley with 5:08 to go in the half. We'll take a break. Come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
Contact Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton or call Gus at 364-3890.
KNZA.
Five oh eight to go. First half, 21-9. Royal Valley leads Jackson Heights. It will be Royal Valley basketball here out of the timeout. The Panthers operate from right to left. Jackson Heights goes from left to right. Pretty good showing so far for the Panthers.
Johnny, I don't know if we talked about it in the top of this game or not, but Some new assistant coaches, too, for Coach Chris Brown. He brought in Nathan Smith to replace Glenn O'Neal. O'Neal was from Scott City, one of the best defensive minds in the state of Kansas in the basketball realm. And that's a tough shoes to fill. Smith filling that role pretty good.
Pull up 15-footer by Kelly is in and out. Miller there for another rebound. He puts it up and in. 9 points for KJ Miller. And he continues to make an imprint on this first half.
I'm high on this kid. I feel like I've said his name a lot so far in this ball game, but you know, you got to know where 45 is at all times on this floor. Oh, also in 3 and 34. This is a tough team, this Panther basketball squad.
First time tonight we're seeing Royal Valley in a man-to-man. Bingley nearly traveled with it, and he did.
Slid the back foot. He looks over at Coach Platy and says, what did I do wrong? And Platy shakes his head, or nods and says yes, but, hey, you got a jump stop.
Seems like any time you try to drag a foot, it's going to get called just because it looks like it to every official.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So Royal Valley with the basketball. The Cobras staying at 2-3.
There's about 350 other officials in this building, too. Maybe more than that.
Pretty good crowd. Miller, up and under. This one's no good, but up and in. By Brady Clock. He's got four. Wow. 25-9 Royal Valley.
6'6", jumps out of a gym. A nice little touch tip back from the big man.
Into the right corner. This is Holiday. Drives in, stops in the middle of the lane, kicks it outside. Here's Doyle. Thought about a three. Now he has it stolen away by Kelly.
Great defense.
Now here's Murata to Kelly. Layup. No, but a foul.
Jake Kelly was a kid that wasn't getting very much playing time a couple years ago, Johnny. Again, just strictly because of the guys in front of him on the roster. Last year he kind of got thrown into that starting role after they lost the guy transferred back to Shawnee Heights, and he's played well for Coach Chris Brown.
Now we'll shoot a pair. First free throw is short left. Seeing Coleman back into the game for Royal Valley. 3:51 to go in the half. The lead is 16 right now for the Panthers. Kelly, second free throw, in and out. Nearly an offensive rebound for Clock, and actually tipped it off the head of Doyle, so it's going to stay with Royal Valley.
Yeah, the underneath the basket official didn't see it, but the far side official was all over it, and that was, again, hustle plays, especially the first ball game of the year.
Here's a pull-up 15-footer by Clock that rims in and out. The rebound goes to Posley, and now there's Holiday up the floor.
Tom Jackson Heights, man-to-man. I'm going to start seeing some on-the-ball screens. I'm going to see some back screens down low. Find a way to get Ammon the ball on the block.
Posley has it out on top, dribbles between the legs, pulls it back out near the center circle. 3:30 to go in the half. Ammon was calling for to the inside. They don't get it to him, and now back out on top to Holiday. As Coach Plattner yells out a new play. Well, the man-to-man is Royal Valley as Holiday gets cut off on the left side. Now reverses dribble back to the right. Gets the screen from Ammon.
Oh, he's there.
And out in the corner, Doyle pumps on a three. Drives in. Nice pass to Ammon, but it's thrown out of play by Mason Thomas. So big boy blocked by Thomas, but it's going to stay with Jackson Heights.
Phenomenal help side defense by Thomas. Ammon didn't know he was coming. It was from the blind side. It's behind him, and Thomas, nice clean block. Swatted away what looked like to be an easy bucket for Grant Ammon.
Right in front of the Royal Valley student section that was more than pleased with that. Here's Abel, a top of the key jumper. It's good. Abel has his first points of the night, makes it 25-11 Royal Valley with under 3 minutes to go.
Abel's a big man, but he's a shooter. That's why he's on this floor. He's going to be on the defensive down low, but he plays on the wing on the offensive side.
Miller on the left baseline, spins, faces up, lost the ball, jives on the floor for it. It's going to be a whistle. And a jump ball, the possession arrow is going to give it to Jackson Heights.
Are we going to have a... Okay, it looks like maybe the official's going to call a foul for a second as he was talking to Jason Bosley briefly. But Bosley, again, it's been frustrating for the first half for this senior guard who just no point, has nothing going for him offensively. He's got a bloodied nose and blood on his jersey. It's a rough game so far here in this first half.
But all it takes is a couple of shots.
Yep.
All it takes a couple of shots. Jackson Heights needs it desperately right now. Here's Bosley out on top. Steps back. Tries to get to cutting Holiday, who's got it on the right baseline. Steps back. Pull up 15-footer. Is in and out. And back in. So rattles in for Holiday. He's got five. And it's back to a 12-point game with 2:25 to go.
Call that some shooter's touch that time. Silas Holiday fading away. Getting the bucket for the Cobras down by 12.
Coleman. Kelly, free throw line jumper, rattles home. I really like Jake Kelly in his game so far. He has been under control all game long so far. He's got four.
Just a great cut. He passed it to the wing and says, hey, there's an open part of the zone right now. Let me settle in and pull up for an easy 15-footer.
Ammon drives baseline, gets bumped and fouled by Coleman. That will be his first. I like what Jack Knight's doing now. When it gets this man-to-man, they're just clearing the sides out and letting guys kind of go one-on-one and cut to the basket a little bit. I like that.
It's going to be good for them if they can continue to work through it and find some open shots, like right here.
And they're going to get a big block by Royal Valley. Here come the Panthers. Blocked, nearly lost it, got it back, hands it off to Thomas. Thomas crosses over, spins at the left elbow. Up on top, here's Kelly. Doesn't shoot the three. Now it's lost on the left block. Nice pass inside Thomas. Flicks it up with the right hand, but he misses.
Oh, nobody.
The rebound for Kelly.
Nobody home for Jackson Heights there. Guess who? Your favorite right now, Jake Kelly, with the rebound.
Free throw line jumper, no, but Klotz is there to clean it up and in. 6 points for Brady Klotz. 90 seconds to go. The lead is 16 for the Panthers.
It's just too easy when he's able to elevate like that. Nearly a travel there by Bosley.
Inside, a near travel, but instead it's going to be a foul and a shot. And Abel is going to go to the free throw line, and he is absolutely gassed.
He is. Jake Kelly just picked up his second personal foul as well for the Panthers. But right now, when Jack Knight catches the ball at the basket, they're looking for the people flying in to get the block. Two big blocks so far by the Royal Valley Panthers in this first half, making the Cobras aware of where they're at.
Abel's first free throw is in and out. K.J. Miller back into the game, and we'll replace clock. 121 to go in the half.
And when you're down by 16, where can you try and chip away at a ball game? It's the free throw line. Cobras tonight, though, 0-for-3 from the stripe.
Abel second on the way. It is too strong, but an offensive rebound for Ammon. He shoots it up and left it short. Thomas will clear the rebound away for the Panthers, who lead by 16. Right side, Kelly steps into a corner three. It's short. Rebound tapped, and we're going to get a foul underneath on Murata. Oh, I think they did get it on Murata, or did they get it? Oh, they did get it on.
Bosley kind of used Murata with his left hand to get higher to get that rebound, and official all over it. I thought that was a good call.
So Royal Valley will have it at the baseline, get it into Thomas. Dribbles, throws up a shot with the right hand, a lot of contact, no whistle. Thomas wanted to foul and get it. So it'll be now Bosley bringing it the other way. Mosley, double team to Holiday, down low to Ammon, spins, shoots to the right hand, and puts it through.
Best offensive set so far I think you've seen from Jackson Heights. They got down the floor quickly, quick passing to beat the tight defense from Royal Valley, and Ammon with the shot.
Well, I set the check into the next dead ball. Here's Miller down low, backs down, shoots it up and in with the right hand. 11 points for K.J. Miller, puts it back up to a 16-point advantage.
Smooth play that time by K.J., putting the Panthers back up by 16.
30 seconds to go. We'll get a push underneath on Coleman. That's going to be his second.
You wonder if Coach Plattner from Jack Knights maybe was in the ear of the officials saying, hey, we can't do anything down low because they're bodying us up. Now you're starting to see the officials say, okay, we let it go early. Now we're going to call it a little bit tighter.
1-1 now here for Grant Ammon. Ammon 0-for-2 from the free throw line so far here tonight. Right-handed shooter, and his free throw is well off to the right, but the long rebound will go to Bosley. He'll step back, drive to the baseline, 25 seconds. The first time Jackson Heights also bringing in Wyatt Bacon, a 5'7 senior. Now we're going to get an offensive foul. It's going to go against Silas Holiday.
Yeah, Holiday wrapped around with the right hand of the defender, with his right arm on the defender as he was driving with that left hand. That's a good call by a veteran official right there, as Holiday just kind of sealed with that right arm, trying to get that advantage going to the lane.
Coach Plattner was asking the official what was going on. That's his second foul on Holiday.
You've got to be smart in the final 20 seconds here.
Coach Plattner wanted to get a sub in for him, but he didn't get him. So now Holiday's really got to be smart. 15 seconds to go. Royal Valley wants to take the final shot. Murata with it. Throws it off Tim Thomas. 9 seconds. 8 seconds. Now Kelly on the right wing. Back cross court to Miller. Up on top. Into the right corner. Thomas. Open three. Short. Tipped around, Miller's got it, but his shot is not going to be good. And that is how the first half comes to a close. Two quarters are in the books. It's 31-15 Royal Valley. Take a timeout. We'll come back with first half statistics. The MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you telling me that if I bring in the best price I can find on a set of tires, there's somebody that'll not only match it, but beat it by 10% or more? Get out of town.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do. Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton. Their low prices and selection are the reason people in Jackson and surrounding counties are getting out of town to Wilson's Direct. If it doesn't say direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? No way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
See your local shelter insurance agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, for a free insurance review.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Welcome back to Jackson Heights High School at halftime of the boys' portion of tonight's non-league doubleheader between Jackson Heights and Royal Valley. Jackson Heights trailing 31-15. Royal Valley was just a great start to this game. Alongside Jake Spaulding, Johnny came back with you. Royal Valley just got off to a great start, 16-5 after the first quarter. They just continued to tack it on. Play of KJ Miller and Mason Thomas offensively. They've really done it all for the Panthers tonight.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. We knew at the top of the broadcast who the three main guys were going to be watching, and that's going to be Miller, Klotz, and Thomas. Thomas got off to the hottest start of the three. Miller, he's like Mr. Steady Eddie, okay? He's going to get you those scrappy points. He's going to take the ball at the high post and drive the right or left lane line, get himself a bucket, get an and-one opportunity. And then, obviously, you got to talk about Brady Klotz. He hasn't really dominated down low like we would expect him to do. You mentioned it. He's kind of a guy that likes to hang around the outside at 6'6". But when you got KJ Miller down low banging around, you don't really have to be the guy on the low block. But Jake Kelly, you talked about him. He's kind of been Mr. Everything non-stat related for Royal Valley in his first half. Hustle plays, defensively, forcing steals, getting turnovers, and really kind of facilitating this offense for the Panthers in the first half.
Going to look at the first half statistics. They're brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting for year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation. Visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. Start with Jackson Heights. 7 turnovers in that first half, only at 1-3. And they were 0-4 from the free throw line. Grant Hammond leads the way with 6. Silas Holiday 5. 2 apiece for Devin Mock and Dakota Abel. Royal Valley, meanwhile, 2 turnovers, 2 3-pointers, 1-4 from the free throw line. 11 points for KJ Miller, 10 for Mason Thomas, 6 for Brady Klotz, and 4 for Jake Kelly. So again, our halftime score, 31-15, Royal Valley in front.
You know what? Another thing about Jackson Heights that we talked about at the top was Jason Bosley. He's a senior. He's been a starter for pretty much his entire prep career here for Jackson Heights. However, he's just not gotten going here in this this first half. He got bloodied up in the very first couple minutes of the game, got knocked in the nose, has got tissue stuffed up his nose. And he just doesn't seem comfortable. Well, a lot of that's got to do with the fact that Mason Thomas is at the front of that point of their extended zone. And then when they went man-to-man, Thomas has the assignment to guard Jason Bosley. And Mason Thomas, he was an all-league player a year ago, all-league defender for the Big 7 League. So you know you're going to be needing other people to step up. But I'm looking for Coach Brett Platner to try and get Jason Boza, hey, buddy, we need you to calm down a little bit. We need you to facilitate and help this team. Silas Holiday doing a great job, I feel like, running the point for the Cobras. But Grant Ammon, he's going to be the difference maker in the second half. If Jackson Heights is able to make a run in this ball game, I feel like it's got to start on the inside. That's going to open up their outside shots for Holiday, Bosley, Doyle, as well as Abel.
So, again, our score, 31-15. Royal Valley leads Jackson Heights. Take another timeout. We'll come back. We'll try to find some scores of other games and start the third quarter. Seeing Royal Valley and Jackson Heights. It's our featured game of the night on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at NEKTax.com.
First of all, we have a website, HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Go on there and see what we've got for inventory. And if it's not something we have, tell me about what you're looking for. I still run the finder service. We sell quite a few every month that we have to go out and find for people, and it's service that we do. There's no extra charge. We just try to get you what you need and what you want and be fair about it.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today?
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
These days, it seems every bank you see is changing its name. Not so at Denison State Bank. Our name hasn't changed since the day we were founded in 1901. We remain locally owned, locally operated, and locally focused.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Roger Hauer with Kellerman Real Estate in Holton knows the local market.
Housing inventory is quite low. Buyer demand is high. A lot of people wanting to move here, so we're geographically poised. Also, we're finding folks wanting that the small town culture and atmosphere that we have too. We have a diverse range of agents, and we can serve a diverse range of people. We're a 50-year-old company. We know the area. We know the market.
Kellerman Real Estate in Holton and online at KellermanRealEstate.com.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back here to Jackson Heights High School. Again, we're about set to start the third quarter of the boys' game tonight. Royal Valley with a 31-15 lead over Jackson Heights. Kind of look at some scores from other games around the area. It looks like Nemaul Central Girls picked up a victory over Perry LeCompton, 38-22. And Marysville put a comeback win over Sabetha, 48-43. Those games you can watch over on the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net. Also, Nemaul Central Perry LeCompton, our featured game on 92.1 KMZA. So you look at the second half here, Jake, you feel like you look at the score, it's a 16-point game, but realistically, a couple of baskets and Jackson Heights is right back in this game, but it's all going to start defensively.
This game feels like it should be a 30-point game right now. The way Jackson Heights has struggled offensively and the way that Royal Valley's, done what they need to do on the offensive side. I mean, obviously, if pace keeps up, you're looking at a 62-30 final score, running clock in the fourth quarter, all those things. But it's within reach. And Coach Plattner, in his second year, he's got every opportunity in front of him. This is a state-ranked team in Class 3A. This is a very good Royal Valley team, and they've got opportunities to really test the waters here and figure things out. The big thing I'm going to look for in the second half is going to be from Coach Chris Brown and Royal Valley. He called two timeouts after his team was up by 10, 12, 15 points because Jackson Heights made a basket. He was not satisfied, and he's got to instill that in his kids. We're not satisfied. We're up by 16 points. We're dominating right now. But how do we get that focus to stay the entirety of a game? Can we do that for a complete 32 minutes of game time? We're going to see that here in the second half, and I would expect if Jackson Heights gets off to a start, maybe two baskets. If they get two baskets, Royal Valley doesn't score, expect a timeout from Coach Chris Brown because obviously something didn't click with his kids, but the Panthers will start off with the basketball.
Well, because let's be honest, Coach Brown, he's not naive. He knows he's got a good basketball team,
mm-hmm.
and he knows that what it takes to win a state championship because, as you said, he did it here at Jackson Heights. So he knows he's got to coach his guys hard, and he's going to do that all season long. Royal Valley starts with the basketball. They go from left to right. Here's a three from Miller. It's too strong. Rebound is going to go to Bosley. He'll bring it the other way for Jackson Heights.
That was a different defensive set for Jackson Heights that time. They actually ran a 1-3-1 defense.
Now here's a steal by Thomas. Spin move to the baseline. Flicked it off the window. It's no good, but he got fouled. And he'll go to the free throw line and shoot a pair. That foul is going to be on Bosley, who continues to have a tough night.
Going back to that turnover right there, Doyle for the Cobras. He tried to do a Mahomes. He tried to do a no-look pass. You can't do that against this Panther team. Mason Thomas, he was ready for it. Now at the line for two.
I think that makes Mason Thomas so good. He's got so much length and athleticism. I mean, you look at he's 6'5". He has good size, good athleticism. He's really a complete player for this Royal Valley team.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, he's experienced. They've been a part of state tournament teams.
Well, he makes both free throws as well to give it a 33-15 advantage now for the Panthers. His lead continues to build, and now back to this 1-3-1. The Panthers ran a majority of the first quarter and some of the second. 7:20 to go in the third. Holiday controls it out on top. The Panthers playing great defense all night long. Here's Doyle now. Tries to throw it off to Holiday, but it's kicked away by Thomas.
But again, you're looking at Hayden Doyle that's out there. He's 5'8", and you just talked about Thomas's size at 6'5". He can't see over Thomas, and so he's trying to do everything he can to get a pass at Holiday, but he can't get it to him. Coach Brett Plattner has got to find a different set here offensively to try and get attack this 1-3-1 because it's not working so far still.
That's a great first move right there by Doyle to draw the defense. That's something that Jack Knight hasn't done a ton of is drawing the defense. They've been playing so far out and just shrinking this defense. So there's a good move by Grant Ammon as he spins and puts it over the front of the rim and in.
Yeah,
get him 8 points.
He's 6'4". He can jump out of a chin, too. Throw it up for the big man. Let him go get it. That's exactly what they did.
Inside, and ball to Thomas. Slips out of bounds, and it's going to be off of Thomas and Jackson Heights basketball.
Turnover by the Panthers. Coach Brown heating up just a little bit. Not happy with that possession. We'll see how they do defensively here. But, again, he wants this team to understand that I expect perfection on this basketball floor.
Here's a nice pass down low, and Bosley again misses a bunny on the inside and tips it out of bounds. They're going to say it's off of K.J. Miller, and Coach Brown, again, not happy. He's going to call it a new defensive play, back to a man-to-man.
And Jason Bosley's tough night continues. He had an easy bunny right there and couldn't get it to drop.
Doyle's trying to key it in, gets it in the left corner to Holiday, but it's actually stopped away by Murata. If he threw it off of Holiday, he did not. It's going to be Jackson Heights basketball.
Official says that Murata had his foot on the baseline. That's why it's staying with Jackson Heights. But Doyle, again, he's having a hard time finding who to throw this ball to now against this tough man-to-man.
Still trying to get it in. Still looking. And it's going to be thrown off of Royal Valley. It's thrown off of, is that Kelly?
Yeah, right on his face, yeah. Not sure if it was intentional. Again, you're just trying to throw it off of a defender that time, and Kelly jumped up. He's got a little blood on his face.
So Coleman's going to come in for him. 6:25 to go third quarter, 33-17 Royal Valley. Is there a little blood out there on the floor?
Possibly.
They looked and they said, no, it's just sweat. So is it or is it blood? They haven't really signaled what's going on.
We're still having discussions here about, I think the assistant coach was actually talking to one of the officials about
the intent with that, you know, you can call a technical foul in an instance like that if you consider that to be flagrant.
Finally get into Holiday. Doyle has had a ton of issues trying to get the ball in the last couple times. But he gets it into Holiday. The Jackknife will reset. Again, it's just a 16-point game. 6:15 to go, third quarter. Up on top, Ammon nearly had it poked away, but they're going to get a hold foul called on clock. It's going to be his second.
This is where Jackknife can make some hay, too, is if you're seeing the big guys down low start picking up some fouls for Roll Valley. But, again, that's only the second player with two fouls for the Panthers. Again, they've got to find a way to get Grant Ammon the basketball down on the block.
Here's Bosley. He'll just pull for a deep triple. This is way too strong off the side of the backboard and pulled down by Klotz. And here comes Thomas. And then quickly into the corner. Morata. Now Klotz. Jackson Heights back into his own. Miller on the left wing. Up on top, Morata. Now to the foul line to Klotz. He spins, faces up, gives it back to Thomas. He'll pull for a straightaway three. It's in and out. And the rebound goes to Bosley. He flicks it off to Holiday. Here's Silas up the floor. Dribbles to the left corner, now pulls it back out. Hands off to Bosley, and he'll reset the offense with 5.5 to go in the third.
Jason Bosley's pressing right now. He tried to shoot himself out of a slump there, and that was not a good shot selection last possession. Catch one in rhythm. That's what's going to get you back into this ball game on an offensive standpoint.
Doyle nearly lost it as it's stolen away. Here's Thomas.
Look out.
Mason drives in, right hand slam, puts it down for Royal Valley, who continues to pour it on, now up by 18.
What a transition opportunity for the Panthers. All started on the defensive side for the Panthers. Turned into a transition slam from their senior.
35-17, Royal Valley, 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Posey on top, has a shot blocked away by Miller. Coach Kleiner wanted the foul, doesn't get it. Now Miller down low, right hand layup is blocked away by Emmett, where they're going to call goaltending, and they'll count the basket for Miller to give him 13.
Yep. And now we've got a lot of emotions going on right now here from both teams as Royal Valley's emotions are going up, Heights' emotions are going down, and Coach Plattner realizes it. He calls a timeout.
4:54 to go, third quarter. I believe it should be 37-17.
Yes,
37-17 is our score. Royal Valley lead up to 20. The MSC Sports Radio Network.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I'd pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something if you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
KNZA.
Welcome back. 4:54 to go, third quarter. 37-17. Royal Valley leads Jackson Heights. Royal Valley is just, they're so athletic, man. I mean, they're so athletic.
Oh, man.
It just makes it tough. And we've seen the things they can do. Big right-hand slam by Thomas. Then Miller got up there and got a breakaway. I mean, they're going to be good, man.
They're going to be really good. We're going to be calling their games a lot this year. You're going to be calling their games a lot this year. It's going to be something that Northeast Kansas has been on watch for Royal Valley for the last 3 years. It's nothing changing here for the Panthers.
Jackson Heights with the basketball. They move from right to left. Royal Valley back in a man. A deep three by Holiday is short. Rebound by Miller. He's been an absolute machine on the glass tonight.
Only two passes that time before a shot went up. Good look for Holiday. He makes them, you know, 50% of the time, 45% of the time. But when things aren't going your way, they're not going your way.
There's a travel by Coleman. The shot won't count. That'll be turnover number four for the Panthers.
I was about to make that comment, Johnny. Only four turnovers by Royal Valley in this ball game. I mean, again, you're in control. You're not fouling. You're not turning the basketball over. You're going to have success when you have those recipes in your contest, and they're going to stick with it here, Johnny. They got that extended one. It's more like a 1-2-2 now. Actually, I beg your pardon. They're sticking in man, which has been just as effective for them in this game.
Exactly. So Jackson Heights with the basketball with Bosley on the right corner. Holds the ball high above his head. Gets a screen from Ammon. Nice pass inside, but Ammon lost it out of bounds. I like that idea.
Yeah.
Just the execution is going to be a little bit better. That's a great idea, though, by Bosley.
again, Grant Ammon is a kid that can jump like crazy, and but if he's off balance just a little bit, he has a hard time collecting the basketball.
Miller thought about a three. Now Kelly, left side, Dolman. Free throw line, Miller, hop step, throws up a wild shot with the right hand, and then clutch to shove Ammon in the back, and that'll be his third foul.
Yeah, that's a big foul right there. 3:54 to go in the third quarter. We're going to mark that down because Klotz's going to have to come out and sit just for a little bit with 3:54 to go in this one. And so Klotz is actually going to stay in the game, Johnny.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay.
Thomas started to come out, and so it is going to be Klotz that checks out of the game. Ian Torres coming in for the first time, a 6'2" sophomore.
The whole coaching staff, half of the team on the bench, popped up and said, no, Brady, you need to come out of this game.
3:50 to go in the third. 37-17 is the lead for Royal Valley. Jack Knights with the basketball, taking Binkley back in there. He has the basketball right now. Now Bosley backs out on the right wing. Nice pass, a nice cut by Holiday, but it's thrown away by Kelly. Then it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be last touched by Royal Valley.
What was the thing you said earlier about Jake Kelly? He kind of just does everything right there. He gets beat on a cut by Holiday. Silas has an easy lay-in, but Kelly able to correct himself and get the swat.
Holiday looking to key it in, gets it into the corner to Mock, who's back in the game. First time we've seen him here in the third quarter. Binkley back out on top of the basketball. Now Bosley, guarded by Coleman.
That's a good matchup right now.
It is. Bosley drives in, stops, nearly traveled, and now stolen away. Here's Miller. KJ drives right lane line, flicks it up with the right hand. He missed it, and then a rebound by Mock. He gets fouled from behind, and they'll get it on Torres for his first.
But, man, if that's the defense that Coach Chris Brown's going to have to do with man-to-man without Brady Klotz on the floor. That's the matchup that you're looking for if you're Jackson Heights and Coach Plattner, because you want Bosley going on Coleman one-on-one. See what he can do.
Ball tipped around into the hands now of Bosley out on the right front court. 3:05 to go in the third quarter. The lead is 20 for Royal Valley. Binkley picks up his dribble. Kicks it left side to Mock. Started by Miller. Steps up. That's the left, back left side to Bosley. Jason backs it way out. He's 25 feet away from the basket. Tries to get inside of Ammon. He's got it. Stops. Running away. Spinning hook with the right hand is short. And it goes out of bounds. It will be Royal Valley basketball.
Great defense there by Royal Valley. They switched on screens. They switched on the pass. And a guy that was guarding Grant Ammon was Mason Thomas. He was way out of the way. And good help side defense that time by K.J. Miller to contest the shot.
Here's Coleman, a three. It's in and out. A rebound to Holiday.
You're up by 20. Coach Chris Brown, he says, okay, I'll let you have one.
Holiday drives right line. Flips up a shot that's no good, and the ball tapped out of bounds by Thomas. And Cobras are asking time and time again for foul calls.
That's got to be a foul one way or the other. Either a charge or a block. And a lot of contact. K.G. Miller was standing upright. He falls to the ground. It's either got to be free throws or a charge. Neither one gets called.
So Holiday will key it in from the baseline for the Cobras. He's in trail by 20. Here's Ammon, a 10-footer. It is good. So Ammon now in double figures. He has 10. Makes it a 37-19 lead for the Panthers. We're 2:15 to go. Third quarter, nice pass by Thomas. Back and down Miller, and he lays it up and in with the right hand.
Man, that was a fastball. My goodness, coming in from Mason Thomas. And Miller's got the softest hands on the team. Nice catch, nice bucket. It's back up by 20.
15 for Miller, 39-19. Mock up on top to Bosley. He'll step into a triple. It's just too strong, and off to the left, a big, strong rebound. Yanked down by Klotz. 1:45 to go in the third.
Kind of interesting that Cobras don't go after Klotz, who's back in with three fouls.
Thomas pull up jumping from the foul line. It's too strong. Rebound taps into the hands of Holiday. And he'll bring up the floor for the Cobras.
And just for the fact that he's got three fouls, I'm attacking him right now. I'm getting Grant Ammon the basketball, who has Klotz over by him.
Mock, left wing to the foul line. Picks it back up. Flicks it to the left wing to Holiday. He'll force up a triple. It's no good. And the rebound will go to the hands of Murata. Here comes Royal Valley. They operate from left to right with 1:17 to go in the third quarter, leading by 20. Thomas, nice pass inside Klotz, but he just lost it out of bounds. We'll say it's poked away by Binkley, but it is going to stay with Royal Valley.
Back-to-back possessions where the Cobras throw up threes that really weren't there in their offense, and they're tired. And this Panther team has everything to do with that. The reason why they're so exhausted is Doyle's got to replace Holiday, who is as red in the face from being exhausted as the numbers are on the scoreboard.
Nice pass inside. Thomas missed a bunny. He tried to kind of alley-oop it, but he left it too strong. Now here comes Jackson Heights. Doyle nearly traveled, got it off to Binkley, and now Bosley right at the head of the circle. Rada comes out on him. Now Bosley gets a screen from Ammon. Ammon rolls off it, gets to Mock in the corner. Now Binkley with the elbow back off to Mock. He drives in. A lot of contact. Now Doyle. Couple of dribbles back out. Binkley and Jackson Ice just rolling it around the perimeter.
No touch inside yet for the Cobras. They've got to find a way to get the ball into Ammon, who's got Kloss again with three fouls on him.
Binkley now inside to Ammon on the block. Back out Bosley. He'll try another three. This one's way too strong under the hands of Miller. Coach Brown is saying one shot, 25 seconds to go in the third, so Mason Thomas will hold it in the center circle.
Matchup zone, says Coach Plattner. Cobras are just trying to keep them out of the lane here in the final 10 ticks.
Morata's got it. Center circle, 10 seconds remaining. Here comes a screen from Kelly. Into the right corner to Miller. He'll pull a triple. It's too strong. Rebound tapped around in the hands of Bosley. 2 seconds to go. 1 second. Bosley will just throw the ball to the other end. And that is going to be the end of the third quarter. Three quarters are down. 1 quarter to go. It's a 39-19 advantage for Royal Valley as we head to the fourth quarter when we return. The MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle with hometown service like none of the rest? Look no further than Foster Ford in Holton. We take pride in serving Northeast Kansas for over 50 years. If we don't have exactly what you're looking for, feel free to let us know so we can get it for you. Stop in and see for yourself why people choose us and return time and time again. We are located on Highway 75 in Holton. Just stop in and visit with Ray, Scott, Lonnie, or me, Jordan Foster at Foster Ford in Holton today. You can also view all of our inventory online at fosterfordinc.com.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Fourth quarter. Jack Royal Valley leads Jackson Heights 39-19. Tommy came back with you. Jake Spaulding making her return here alongside of me. And Seth Collison, he's taking care of us back at the studios. He'll also have the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show, which will come up after the conclusion of this game.
It's the first basketball scoreboard show coming on.
Is.
Seth is
going
to be so excited to get. Oh, man, I've missed those scoreboard shows.
And if you have never heard of the scoreboard show, Seth does such a great job. Make sure you stay tuned with us for that. We'll have stories of all the games tonight and take a look to all the games coming up next week as well. And there's a kickball out of the start of the fourth quarter as Klotz at the top of that 1-3-1 kicks it away.
Yeah, you notice that Coach Brown says, okay, we're going to switch it up here. This is good coaching right now. They put Klotz up front, bring Thomas back in, and make Brady Klotz try to run the point of this. This is great coaching because if you get a kid in foul trouble, you got to be able to have somebody else run the point of this zone.
Bosley, right to the front court, backs it out. Now in the corner, ball nearly stolen away by Kelly, but it's into the hands of Ammon.
Nice
cut down low, but again, the shot blocked away. I think what's Abel underneath, he doesn't really jump. He just shoots it flat-footed,
yeah.
So it's a pretty easy attempt for somebody to come by and swat it away as K.J. Miller checks back into the game to replace Thomas.
He's not happy about coming out. He wants to stay in, Coach.
Nobody's ever wants to come out. Holiday triggers it in from the baseline.
Easy.
And it's stolen away by.
Look out.
And now here's Klotz, and he gets hit from behind. Tries to go with a two-hand slam, but it's right into the hands of Murata, who lays it up and in. I think Klotz thought he got hit from behind, and that's like he did.
Just a little bit, but again, his eyes got really big as he got close to that rim, trying to do a two-hand thunder slam.
That play from the roof might have came off this play. Here's a nice cut to Ammon, but again, he has it blocked away. Into the hands of Bosley. Holman with a couple of really good contestants defensively.
This team is just so good on the defensive side.
They're so long.
Yeah.
Hard to get anything by him. Doyle steps back, gets it off to Abel. Right of the front court, now left side of the floor to Holiday. Holiday has just got to drive in and bring just like that. Bring
exactly.
The defense in. Let's do it under control. Here's up ahead to Klotz. Klotz to the right baseline. Steps back. Here's a jumper just inside of the three-point line. He rattles it home.
Under control the entire time. Potts says, okay, the rim's protected. I'll just back up here.
Another near steal by Kelly. Knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cobra. Mason Thomas wants to check in. And I don't think the referees see it. And now they finally do see it. So Mason Thomas will come into the game. He'll replace Kelly. 6:21 to go. 43-19 Royal Valley.
I'm really impressed as you mentioned his name, Daniel Coleman for Royal Valley on the defensive side specifically. Again, given that depth that they need.
Here's Abel with three, nearly banked it home. Way too strong, though. Abel gets his own rebound. Now Holiday. Left to the front court. Holiday still with it. That's a great move there by Holiday. Now Doyle at deep three. It's too strong off the back rim. Rebound goes to Murata of Royal Valley.
Not a single white jersey crashing the boards right there after that shot went up. Everybody started jogging backwards, expecting it to go in. That's something Coach Platt's going to see on the film and wants to correct.
Up on top, here's Murata. He'll try a straightaway three. It's too strong. Offensive rebound, though, for Coleman, but I think they're going to call a foul.
On Coleman.
He's not happy about it, but he's going to pick up his third.
We're going to have Aiden McKenzie.
Actually, they called that on clock.
Oh, they did. Oh, wow. Instead of four, they called it on 34. And, Johnny, I think they just didn't see the right number.
Yeah, that's... I don't know about that. Unless that was away from the basketball. I don't think the clock is really that close to the ball.
No, me either.
So Holiday with the basketball up on top for Jackson Heights. Here's Abel now with it. Center of the corner to Bosley. He'll just pull up, shoot a three. That's good. First time for Jason Bosley to find a scoring column.
Yep, and there we go.
And Coach Brown, you can probably hear that as we're right in front of it. Coach Brown said, you got the wrong guy. Referee said, no, I got it on the big guy. Here's Miller inside. Lays it up and in with the right hand.
Great step through there by KJ. He had nothing when he first went up with the basketball, but then he steps through, lays it off the rim, and in. And the largest lead of the game at 23 for the Panthers. And Coach Chris Brown was pretty close to actually, I think accidentally, maybe getting a technical foul there because the official has having none of it.
No, not at all. He said, nope, I got it on the big guy. That's who I got it on. So, nonetheless, 5:02 to go in the game. It's 45-22. Let's take a quick 30-second timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
South Olson Temp Controlled Mini Storage has open units for valuables that can't resist cold or heat. Check out three sizes of the temp controlled and insect free storage units. Call John McManigal at 969-6400 for South Olson Temp Controlled Mini Storage, located in the former Eagles Lodge.
Lasting Impressions of Holton provides custom products to help you build your business image, sports teams stand out, and organizations shine. We offer screen printing, embroidery, banners, vinyl decals, and many other promotional products. Open Monday through Saturday in Holton or online at lastingimpressionsofks.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the break, 5:02 to go, fourth quarter, 45-22 is the lead for Royal Valley over Jackson Heights alongside Jake Spalding. Johnny Kane here with you. Jackson Heights with the basketball, Bosley out between the rings, dribbles with the right hand, now goes between the legs. He's guarded by a new guy into the game for the first time for Royal Valley. Checking in is Aiden McKenzie, a sophomore, gets some ticks. Holiday drives in, gets bumped and fouled, and he'll shoot a couple of free throws.
That one's going to be on Coleman. They got that one on number four that time, not 34. That'll be his third.
Yep, that will be his third.
First trip to the line tonight for Silas Holiday, who's a guy that they want at the stripe.
Now he's a guy that I think Coach Platner's probably going to tell a lot of people needs to be a little bit more aggressive as far as not necessarily shooting the basketball, but just driving to the basket, trying to get some foul calls.
Well, you've seen so many times tonight, Johnny, about how when they attack that zone, they try to throw up and over the 6'6 guys. Silas Holiday the last time finally did a bounce pass, but this tape is going to be really eye-opening for this Cobra team moving forward.
That's the second one. Now Ammon with an offensive rebound. His shot's no good. Abel with an offensive rebound. Now he's trying to just flick it away to anybody. And finally gets it out to Bosley near center court. Bosley drives all the way inside. Pulls up a shot with the right hand. It's too strong. And a rebound yanked away by Miller, who just slows it down and flips it off to Mason Thomas, who walks it across the timeline. One thing Coach Platner's not going to be happy about is guys are 0-for-6 from the free throw line tonight as well.
And that's not, I mean, that's on the players, right? But that's not something you can coach. That's something they've got to put in the work. Talk about putting in work. KJ Miller with the offhand. He's a left-handed guy. He spun into the lane, kissed it off the glass with the right hand and threw.
He's got 19 points tonight. Here's Holiday now driving in again, thrown away by Coleman, who has been excellent defensively tonight.
I'm impressed. I really, really am. Again, we talked at the top of the broadcast about who we're going to focus on in purple tonight. Daniel Coleman was not a guy on my list, and he has stepped up so huge tonight for this team. And Coach Chris Brown now knows what kind of depth he's got in game situations.
Can you imagine if this team does get Knox Wasik back in the second half of the season? My goodness. They're already state favorites. They'd be right up there at the top.
Jeez. I'd take them in almost any classification at that point.
Under 4 minutes to go, 47-22 Royal Valley. Abel with the right elbow. Back to the basket now. Faces up. Supposedly, he'll pull for a three. He got it again. Second three for Jason Bosley. He's got six. It's a 22-point advantage for the Panthers with 3:33 to go.
And Coach Plattner's still sitting back in his zone right now. And, you know, again, this is the time – you're down by 22. This is the time to really work on pressing, work on man-to-man defense, try and force the issue against your opponent. This clock is just going to continue to do what he does.
The 8-0-8 jumper by the 6'6 big man looks pretty. He's got 10.
If the zone's not working to keep him out of the center of the lane there, Johnny, you got to just go back to man. Put some pressure on him as the Cobras throw it away.
And that's going to be another turnover for the Cobras for their 10th. We'll see for the first time. See, this is Nosh Wabunsi, a sophomore, getting some kick for the first time.
More subs coming in, too. Omar Hagin, he played quite a bit a year ago for Royal Valley.
Ethan Nooner in there as well, a junior.
So,
Aiden McKenzie out there as well.
All subs in here for Royal Valley, the starting five. Really the starting 6-7 out for Coach Brown, who's probably going to be not 100% pleased with this outcome. And that's weird to say when you're up by 24 or 3 minutes to go. He's going to have plenty for this team to continue to work on.
Drive it inside, kick out. Now up on top to McKenzie, right side of the floor. Here's Nooner. Here's a three-pointer from the corner. It's way too strong. Rebound, though, is yanked back by Nooner. Inside, kick back out to Aguini. He flicks up a wild shot that's tapped out, and it's going to be off of Jackson Heights and Bosley, but it will stay with Royal Valley.
Also in for Jackson Heights, and maybe you mentioned it, I just didn't catch him. Julian Budo for the first time, a 5'9 junior in for the Cobras.
Budo, heck of a football player for the Cobras. The pull-up three by Higini is no good. And rebound to Budo, who gets it off the Holiday with 2:30 to go. Pull it. Budo thought about it, drives in, spins, gets to the free throw line, kicks it in the corner. Ammon lost it. Now he pulls it back up. Ammon deeply in trouble in the corner and gets shoved from behind, trying to actually get inside. It's going to be Holiday shoved in the back by McKenzie. That will pick up his first personal.
.217 left here. Coach Plattner probably just wanted to see something positive come from this offensive set here as there's really not been much offensively here tonight for Jackson Heights.
Man, something I talked about in the pregame, Jake, I don't know if you heard me, but, you know, Holiday drives in, gets the bucket and the foul. He's got seven. And Grant Ammon might have twisted an ankle.
He just rolled his ankle, and that's not what you want to see in this first game. He's probably going to be done for the night.
He is not putting any pressure on the left ankle, but something I talked about that Jackson Heights struggled with last year was offensively.
Yeah.
It was just offensively. They played well defensively for the most part, but just could not find a consistent scorer, and that is something they really need to find out here this season, especially early on. Here's the and-one attempt by Holiday, and he nails the free throw. So he's got eight.
First free throw made tonight for Jackson Heights.
Yep. One of seven. 2:06 to go, 49-28. Higini in the left corner, a three is too strong. Bosley yanks away the rebound, and here he comes. Bosley nearly lost it, gets it off to Doyle. He pumps on a three, drives in, floating right-handed shot is way too strong. Higini with the rebound, and then he gets fouled.
Coach Plattner not too pleased with Hayden Doyle right there, as he basically told him, hey, I want you to pass that. That was a great drive to the bucket, but kick it off. Had a guy open. And these are just little things. Again, it's the first game of the year. You've only had a handful of practices. things that they're going to have to improve on is Wyatt Bacon and Tegan Binkley come back in for the Cobras. Bosley's night is done. So is Silas Holiday.
Also for John Davis, the senior, going to come into the game for Royal Valley. 49-28 Royal Valley, 1:45 to go. It's always nice to see some young guys get in here and get some tickets, especially early on in the season.
Absolutely.
Up on top of the basketball is Nooner. Kinsey into the corner to Aguini. He'll drive baseline, pull it off, download it. Davis, who flicks it up with the right hand, missed it, got it back, kicks it back out to Aguini. Now back inside, ball stolen away by Budo. Here comes Julian to the other end. Tries to feed it to the baseline to Wyatt Bacon, but it is way too strong, and it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, they took out the trash can down there by the band section.
Well, you know, Budo's got some power from what he did on the football field. He's a heck of a defensive lineman.
He is. Strong kid.
In or out on top. Aguini at the foul line. Puts the shot up with the left hand. It rims in and out. And a rebound to Budo. Kicked up ahead to Bacon. Right hand layup is good. First basket of the night for Wyatt Bacon. Makes it a 19-point game with 1 minute to go. Aguini lost it out of bounds. And that'll be a turnover for Royal Valley.
Turnover on the Panthers. But back to that Wyatt Bacon breakaway. I mean, he's a kid that Northeast Kansas League, Northeast Kansas people that listen to football games this year know he's got some speed. That was a great outlet by Budo to throw it up to Bacon. And now Budo might have gotten cut, and he's got some blood.
Oh, he's got a bracelet on.
A bracelet. You got to come out of the game, says the official. So Dakota Abel checks back in. He played for about 2 minutes with that on.
Yeah, nobody noticed it. That's what the official says.
With a minute to go, hey, you gotta get out of here.
I'm just going to stay quiet. Binkley has it poked free, and then I think he poked it out of bounds. I was actually going to say it was off the game. So Jack Knights will hold on with 48.5 to go. The ball tossed in. It's going to go in the hands of Doyle.
Close to backcourt. He'll
step up, shoot a left wing three. It's too strong off the back iron. Rebound yanked away by Nooner. Muncy kicks it ahead. Aguini at the baseline, back out to Nooner. He'll pop a three. It's off the back rim. Rebound into the hands of Mock. Here he comes with 30 seconds left. Mock into the front court. Crosses over. Steps back, gets it off to Binkley. Now Bacon, straight away. Free throw line to Mock. Faces up. Drives in. Nearly got tripped. Spins, shoots a jumper. Send it out. Offensive rebound for Bacon, and he gets fouled from a hunt.
5'7", Wyatt Bacon. Able to get in there and get the offensive rebound there.
Take another athlete that was on the football team. Played very, very well.
Looking to shoot 1-1 here.
He has to put himself in the book. Taking a 5'7 senior. Unique free throw routine and is
about to say that it was very methodical.
So Royal Valley will just dribble it out. 6 seconds, and that's going to be it. It's going to be a good win for Royal Valley here tonight to start this season. Final score, Royal Valley 49, Jackson Heights 30. Take a timeout. We'll come back with postgame on the MFC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also
also the trusted choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank. With the holidays approaching, it is always good to beware of fraud and identity thieves. If someone calls you and asks for personal information, like account numbers or social security numbers, that is most likely a scam. Never give out your personal information to anyone that calls. If you have received a call from someone and have given out your personal information, please call us as soon as possible. Don't become a victim. Keep your personal information safe. Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back one final time here to Jackson Heights High School. The split tonight. Jackson Heights girls win the opening game by a final score of 61-30, and the Royal Valley boys win the nightcap 49-30. Alongside Jake Spaulding, Johnny came back with you. Steph Tollefson, our man, taking care of us back at the studios. This game was pretty much all Royal Valley from the start. The Panthers led 16-5 after one, 31-15 at the half, and 39-19 going in to the fourth quarter, eventually winning by the 19-point margin. So, you know, Jake, you look at this game, Royal Valley, they're just so long, they're so athletic, they force you to speed things up. They're just a nightmare to go up against offensively.
I absolutely love that defense that Coach Chris Brown is running. He's running it with 6'6", 6'5", and 6'4" guys that are not only big and they're not only tall, but they can move, and they can move sideways, and they've got the length. That defense alone is what's going to allow this team to go far this season. Again, it's the first game. It's not something that you're going to say, okay, state championship team right here. But maybe because of this defense. And then you look at the opposite side of the ball. You know what you're going to get from Mason Thomas and Brady Klotz and K.J. Miller. Those are the powerful three for this team. But seeing guys like Daniel Coleman, Jake Kelly, and Tracy Murata come in off the bench and find ways to assist and find ways to get those guys spells, that's what's going to take this team the furthest that they're able to go. They need depth, and I think that Coach Chris Brown has it this year. You talked about 21 seasons back-to-back. I think this is going to be back-to-back-to-back for this Royal Valley team. They have everything in front of them if they can just make sure they stay out of their own way. Don't get in foul trouble, but, man, this team is fun to watch.
Yeah, and you talk about that 1-3-1 zone. We haven't seen that from a Chris Brown team in a little while, and you got to think the last time we really saw a defense like that run well by Coach Brown was his days at Jackson Heights when he won a state title. That was, back in 2016, I think it was, when they won the state title inside of Bramblage Coliseum. It was a lot of fun. I was able to be there to broadcast that game, and that's what he had, though. He had a long, lengthy team, just like this one. Had a couple of shorter guys that he was able to mask their deficiencies by putting on that 1-3-1, and that's exactly what Royal Valley did tonight. And they have got some absolute studs offensively.
You know what I remember? What year they won that tournament?
What was that?
My wife was 8 months pregnant with my first child.
Okay.
And she was worried that she might go into labor because she had Braxton Hicks contractions going on. So we make the drive out to Manhattan. You were broadcasting the game. Okay. We were sitting up in the stands cheering on Jackson Heights, and when the game was at its most intense and most exciting and everything like that, she was up cheering, and she had to sit back down because she was like, I just don't want to put myself into labor. Way too early. My son wasn't born until another month and a half after that. However, always in my mind, I won't forget that Jackson Heights Cobra team. Phenomenal team, and the most recent state championship for this school.
I wouldn't be surprised if Royal Valley is right there inside of the Hutchinson Sports Arena come season then with the squad. They have very good performance tonight in a 49-30 victory. Let's go and look at the final statistics. They are brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting. For year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation, visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. We'll start with Jackson Heights. 11 turnovers, 3 three-pointers, 1 of 7 from the free throw line. 10 points for Grant Hammond, 8 for Silas Holiday, 6 for Jason Bosley, 2 apiece for Devin Mott, Wyatt Bacon, and Dakota Abel. Royal Valley, meanwhile, 5 turnovers, 2 three-pointers, 3 of 6 from the free throw line. Led in scoring by K.J. Miller. He had 19 points, 14 for Mason Thomas, 10 for Brady Klotz, 4 for Jake Kelly, and 2 for Trayson Marana. So you look ahead for both of these teams now. Jacksonite, they are 0-1. They will host Oskaloosa next week, while for Royal Valley, they are 1-0, and they will host Jeff West coming up next Tuesday night. One more thing to do, that's to pick our player of the game. It is brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Pretty easy decision tonight, K.J. Miller. He is going to be our player of the game. K.J. finishes with 19 points tonight. So K.J. Miller will be our player of the game tonight here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You know, we talked about how Miller, you know, at the beginning of the game, was all about the multi-sport athleticism that he's got. And it's not traditional, right? He's the volleyball manager for the Royal Valley Panthers. He plays club volleyball. He plays fast-pitch softball, and I'm friends on Facebook with his dad. I've actually played basketball with his dad, K.J. Miller Sr., in our old man league that used to be played up in Netawaka, and he would live-stream some of those games, and K.J.'s a pitcher, a fast-pitch pitcher, and doesn't wear a face mask or face guard. I mean, he is, and just watching this kid, he has got so much athleticism that you just, you know, don't always see in a young man. And when he gets on the basketball court, it's so smooth, Johnny. It is something that players, you know, work really hard.
Look for it. If you looked on the floor and looked at K.J. Miller, you'd say, you know, this guy doesn't look like an athlete.
He's a big guy.
He is an absolute athlete.
Yes, absolutely athletic. He's got soft feet, soft hands, and that's what you want in a big guy. You want a guy that can move around the lane, catch the ball with ease, put it up and in. He's not going to dunk it, but, man, he's going to put in 19 points a game like that. K.J. Miller, phenomenal athlete for the Panthers.
So, K.J. Miller again, our player of the game in the girls' game, 61-30. Jacksonite wins it over Royal Valley. Canyon Oberding, she was named our player of the game earlier tonight. So that is going to wrap things up for the broadcast here tonight. But don't forget, coming up, the Community National Bank High School School Board Show. But before that, we'll have bonus coverage of Nemahal Central and Perry Lake Compton. It was our featured game over on 92.1, and we'll have bonus coverage before the School Board Show. So that'll wrap things up. So for my man Jake here joining me tonight,
it's a pleasure,
and
Johnny.
Thank you, brother. Seth taking care of us back at the studio. Johnny Kane saying so long here from Jackson Heights High School on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.
Ireland Custom Exhaust has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall